So, guys, I was broken up with recently. I went through a horrible breakup. No. Don't feel bad, because I totally deserved it. Like, after reflecting, it was my fault. Like, it's a really shitty realization knowing that the worst part about someone is that they were willing to date you. And then you start judging them because they were dating you. You're like, wait, hold on. This girl knew really early on that I don't wash my hands after I pee. And I iron my jeans. Who the fuck irons their jeans? Sure, sir, with dirty hands. So I've been dating, and dating is really stressful for me because for the first 2 weeks, I'm trying to figure out whether this other person's sane or not. So I judge every single little behavior. Like, I was on this date recently, and this girl went specifically out of her way to order a lemon with her water. And when it came, she took the lemon and put it to the side. And I was like, what does this mean? She's insane, right? So she's done. Because I don't date girls who waste lemons. Not in this economy, am I right? 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 Yeah. I was on this other date. I was on this other first date recently, and I knew this girl was insane because she kept asking me these weird ass questions. Like, we were on our first date, and I swear to God, she was like, "Hey, Umar, if you could be one mythical creature, what would it be and why?" And I didn't know how to answer, and I couldn't think of anything, so I was like, a centaur? And she goes, "Yeah, I could see that." Why would you be on a date with someone you could see being a half horse? What weird fetish are you into? Can't wait to get this guy's shoes off. I hope he has hooves. So I asked her, I was like, "Hey, Liz." I shouldn't use her real name, but fuck it. "Hey, Liz." Yeah, put this on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. "Hey, Liz, if you could be one sane human being, who would you be and why?" And she goes, "Margaret Thatcher." You guys are smart. Usually when I say that, people have no idea what I'm talking about. I have to stop doing shows in Timonium and Bel Air. Yeah, those people are dumb. I know someone's from there because you're trying to make a cause for them right now, but you're yelling at a show where you're not supposed to be talking from the audience. But recently I was on this first date. It was the worst first date of my life. She was an older girl, and I was really nervous because she's older and she was insanely good looking. So I got to the restaurant early, and I was in the waiting area. In the waiting area, we were at Golden West, and in the waiting area, they have toys. And I found an Iron Man mask and a Hulk mask. So I thought it'd be funny when she comes up to hold them up to her, and the first thing I'd say is, "Hey, let's role play. Who do you want to be?" First date, first thing, not funny. She just looked really confused and looked at me. She's like, "Wait, are those yours from home?" Like, I'm the Carrot Top of dating. I just bring props to impress girls. At the end of the night, I'm going to pull out like a novelty size check. Be like, "Oh, this is in the 90s. I'm sorry." But that's not even the worst part of the date. It just keeps getting worse and worse. So at one point, she was like, "Hey, I'm sorry I was late. I was trying to find parking on the avenue. I don't know why I thought I could find parking on a Friday night on the avenue." And I thought it'd be funny to look at her and be like, "Maybe because you're dumb." That's what she should have done. But then she started grilling me about her age difference. And she was like, "What do you think of her age difference?" And I was like, "Wait, why are you grilling me? You're the older girl that I tricked onto a date with me. Shouldn't you be asking yourself what happened in your life to get you down here?" All right, thanks, guys.